Appointments to the board. Nominations have been received in 23 individuals. committee reconsidered the nominations and agreed to the following person to be shortlisted to be the Secretary of October: Professor Guy Berger, Ms. Namondi Onyeka, Mr. Heng Lavey, Mr. Kampanka, Ms. Amola, Mr. Sidibe Mini, Shibu Sidi, Ms. Rosset Valens, and Professor Devon. After having considered the shortlist and after having interviewed the candidates, the committee recommends the House to send the session for Monday. Also, act submit to the Minister in the Presidency list of student candidates to be appointed to the board, namely the four names that we have been appointed. I believe the report will be finished. Thank you very much. Right, we've got then the second item on our agenda, and that's the vote. We had the public hearing, we had the witness presentation.
Have we heard back from ECOSTA on matters like they may be able to use the old licenses. Now, I just don't know what our colleagues from Public Enterprise have said, that the matter has been canvassed. But if our colleagues are going to go back and look at what the exact situation is from our point of view, have we heard back from them on that or on any other submissions? It is, in my experience, always very useful to listen to the regulators that deal in these matters all the time. Have they given us a reason?
The first matter was mentioned by Mike Cooper, the different elements. The first element is that we are currently converting existing licenses, and unfortunately we don't have the instructor license to proceed. And as structured, we do not see that at all, but it doesn't come back to us by DC. The matter was discussed, and unfortunately, but over and above that, current teachers are likely to be exempt. So at the end of the day, whatever things are there, maybe if we wanted to provide the license, we should have it. It might also make us whatever they want. From our side, we don't comment to say on what they want to do with us. So if they come to us for license, any issue with the local resources, until such time that they come back for us to say that, please transfer the license to us, and then you can convert it as to whichever platform, whether it's going to be individual license, or centralized license. If, for instance, maybe let me put it like this. If, for instance, an application came to us to say that, transfer ownership of this license from ESCOM to Infra. Then we look at the application and transfer it up. But the question of whether it can be transferred into an individual network license or not, I don't think that will happen because, one, CTMs are licensed. Number two is that if you just sell spare capacity, we still have developed regulations on how, when you sell spare capacity and you're licensed, how will you go about it. It might not even be an individual license. So at the end of the day, it might even defeat the purpose that we are trying to do.
The first commenters from licenses, they initially had their own all the structures and infrastructure. But once they were going to issue with the SNO license, they built FSS, which is the one that was supposed to be transferred to NeoTel. And now that the similar infrastructure is the one that is being transferred to Infracom. There are two distinct infrastructure networks within the two entities. The other one is obviously private. So that is near the transfer of assets between the two entities to Infracom.
Even if you look at the current operators, even if you look at Telco, to a great extent they are going to be saying forces. They need a license to provide community services. If they don't have the license to provide those networks, they are unable to sell to other people.
Okay.
I like to get the
craft. I see, okay.
Is there any other comments?
Questions? If you've got a specific question around.
Yeah, the ones that were raised during the hearing.
Okay, do you want to respond to that immediately?
We said it was a problem. The reason to have it is of twofold. See, when I was real arguing with my speaker based on constitutional, there were already policy issues in Section 3 of the Act. This is just at a different point, different focus, but it's still only policy decisions, and this is a policy direction, and the decision still would be cost of taking the nose of the city of Stonic, with its directions aimed at a specific strategic intervention for strategic reasons, and can only provide a framework there. So on that front, we're not the constitutional court, so it's just our opinion as the other opinions that were to do with me.
We'll start from the preamble, that must indicate, Chair, that the public hearing we had after set aspect created in order to rethink some of the things which we don't analyze before the public hearing. But after considering those public hearings, way the issue raised by Centec and Neotech. Centec, the issue of staging is the thing that as much as they raise that in the but it is both weighted to the other processes, you know, in terms of the farming and searching, other engagement, maybe the community with the department. The other issue of Neotech is that there is nothing much we can do on the commercial arena. It's outside our hands, so they must go and take to the matter with Impact or whatever they do in the particular matter. So there's nothing much we can do around that. But after we've considered some of the submissions, we've come to sort of a proposal. But I must also indicate that to us is that we are mindful that we might be established state or public entity. But like throwing a javelin, you see when you are playing a javelin, you throw it, it will go and to the other side, and that other side will kick it and run with it. So we're also mindful that we should be able to cap that practice so that we know that when we create this, a public entity, all these things will be dealing with what's supposed to be. Not that just to create for other people to come and create it later and run with it. So on the long title chair, we didn't have anything to add. We have started on the preamble on page in the deadline. We then propose that after the word sector, we insert in order to reduce the cost of information, communication and technology infrastructure, full stop. That's the insertion which we are proposing on the preamble there in page 2. The deadline. Then the second one on page 2 again, in the fifth line, we propose that after the word infrastructure, we insert export saving. We further on page 2 in the fifth line propose that after services to insert to operators. Again on page 2 in the seventh line, we are proposing that we must omit the state owned and be substituted with the public. So that it becomes, instead of state-owned entities, then it should be public entities to deal with the ambiguity which has been raised by the CASA to say it's not going to have it creates another or it throw in another dynamic when we say public state-owned and public entities somewhere else. So we propose that to be public entities and not state-owned as currently stands there. On clause 2, which
Okay. Yeah, may I ask something? In your title, the title is not correct, as some of the submissions pointed out. To amend the ETA to empower the minister to issue a policy direction, which you already can. So the title is not correct. And then now your proposal for the preamble, I like them all. Except this thing with the public entities, that's where we're going to differ. But I like them all. What I would just like to know is, shouldn't some of those then go into the title or into another place where they would be more binding? If we put them into the preamble here, how binding are they going to be? What effect will they have? But the short title is wrong, right?
The long title is just explaining what this order does. It gives them the right to make a policy direction, to give a policy direction. The preamble, on the other hand, explains the reason for the amendment, and if the court, when it interprets the inserted provision, and there is any doubt as to how to interpret it, the preamble would give the the deciding factor. So the preamble as a presentation by the long title is just taking on this build-up is if the portfolio committee goes outside the long cycle, then they will have to, they will have to present me a bill. The long cycle, we can say another policy target or additional policy direction that is, I suppose, be more specific. The long cycle has not, as such, has no the values in the preamble.
Maybe share that that one is taking a bit. Do you have any input around the on the loan title? No, I'm just taking because I think the issue here is raising is that already what is the currently on the ETA this is an addition to what is maybe if you say or else to further empower them. So this is an additional power, and that is maybe one start to put that indication to where I can power the
minimum. And additional, that's what I was actually saying. I think it's need to move from to say an additional. Yeah.
Okay, can I just say the word empower is there, just so as to empower the minister to issue an additional policy direction.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
State law advisory, that's fine.
Agreed.
Okay. So that's, in the first paragraph, you are happy with the in order to reduce the cost of ICT infrastructure. Fine, agreed. The next one is at wholesale rate and services to operators specifically. We agree with that. And then you said you had a difficulty with public instead of state or enterprise. Do you still want to purchase it?
Yeah. Well, that's the introduction now of public entities does to your clause 3. So, you know, let me suspend discussion of that until we get there. In itself, on the face of it, it's perfectly innocent to substitute state owned entities with public entities, but it's when wedged together with your clause, your ANC clause 3, that it becomes problematic. For me, so we need to postpone that as well as just.
What's the issue? Is I've also been asking what is a single entity and what is a public entity? What's the difference in law?
Yeah,
I'm not, what does I still don't understand? Maybe somebody, you tried that, tried those terms, and something to say that, but I still haven't grasped it.
Aside from entities, it's not defined anywhere, but the public entity defined in the Public Finance Management Act to mean a specific definition for it, and then it makes the Public Finance Management Act applicable to those entities. I don't think other than public entities, there are state-owned entities except for entities owned by municipalities. I'm not sure in terms of the new constitution, but the Public Finance Management Act defined as a national or a provincial public entity. Public entity is defined as a state, a national entity, public, state, national government business enterprise, which is an enterprise where the juristic person doesn't get any money from the revenue fund or any taxes. Public entity, a national, in terms of a national public entity, is an entity that gets money from a revenue fund or taxes, which is accountable to Parliament and established in terms of national legislation, is then also a national public entity, and you're also definitions of a provincial entity. So you know exactly. In this, in terms of this definition, what you deal with a state-owned enterprise, I think, yeah, it's just a word with no real substance. It's very difficult to make. It would be a public entity, I suppose, if you asked it to interpret it.
Okay, thank you.
agree that public interviews ought to be recorded in the interview. Right, now the second section one, clause one there.
Which was simply to insist in the object of the act, the idea of facilitating, now let's find your permission to find the word. They argued, and I think actually very persuasively, that is in fact all you need, because the minister already has policy direction given power. All you have to do is insert in the object of the act. Now I see you are going far beyond that, but even then, I think you must surely make that addition to the object of the Act. Why? Because in the section of the Act which describes the Minister's policy direction making power, which is 3.2, which is 3.2 of the Act, that's the one that deals with policy direction, not policy. The first thing it says is that whatever the Minister does must be consistent with the object of the Act. And that's why trying to give me this formulation, their proposed solution, and they argued, remember, that absolutely all you need was to add in the object of the act in section 2. Encourage investment, interest, including strategic ICT infrastructure investment. Now, so even if we follow the ANC amendment, I would think that we still need that. Section 2 of the Act, in addition to subsection D there, 2D, after investment, insert in 2D strategic ICT infrastructure investment. Otherwise, you're outside the object, and the minister has a difficulty to be able to.
No, I agree. I totally. That's why I had dreamed it already.
Okay. Break for calls will come to you after something from court. But before I do that, you see on the amendment which we have done initially on the paragraph 2, I forgot that you must remove or delete the telecommunication because it's no longer existing in terms of the ETA. So that telecommunication should be deleted and follow the benefits of the under the preamble.
Just read it out properly.
You see the first line under preamble. At the end, you got the by government in the telecommunications sector to delete the telecommunications. But follow the sequence of the.
You said the word electronic communication center. Sector. Electronic communication center. Can I just read that so we get it right? Whereas the current provisions of the Electronic Communications Act 2005 do not explicitly provide for the facilitation of strategic interventions by the government in the electronic communication sector in order to reduce the cost of information communication technology. Is that correct? Agreed. You want to come back on the event, we have some time to discuss. When do you retire? We'll have coffee and you'll come back. All right, that one is pending. Is the coffee ready?
No.
Not ready? It's still coming, all right. Then, clause one. That's the straightforward definition in simple and from the PFMA. Is there anything controversial there that needs to change? Agreed? Right. Clause 2. NC, you want to talk to this clause?
Our submission, after we have carefully listened to the public, during the public hearing submission by some of the judges, is that what we do share is that because Section 3 of the Superbus Act currently is that we amend Section 3 of the CCA. By inserting after subsection 1, then we insert 1A, which will read as the minister may, after having obtained cabinet approval, comma, issue a policy direction in order to initiate and facilitate intervention by government to ensure strategic ICT infrastructure investment. That will be our proposal in terms of the
statute. So you're separating the clause and you're moving one to the
section 3? Yes, and that is that you must separate it, the other one to section 3, then you can the other one to section 5, you know, as it's currently being proposed. But we'll come to the other one, I suppose, after this.
The only thing I have to say is that you put it in the wrong place in my view. It's correct that it's in Section 3, but have a careful look at Section 3. The whole first subsection is about policy, and then the matter of policy direction is in Subsection 2. So that's Subsection 2 would be the right question. Look at Subsection 1. It's all about policy. You can make policies on matters of national policy applicable to the sector, including the radio frequency spectrum, universal access, the Republic's obligations, application of new technologies, guidelines for licensing, and so forth. That's policy. In Subsection 2, the Minister may, subject to 3 and 5, issue to the authority policy direction consistent with the objectives of the Act. And that is what we do. So your proposal surely sits there. And in fact, you know where I would have put it? I was thinking about this all last night. I would have put it under 2G, where the minister already gives determinations of priorities for the development of electronic communications networks and services, or any other service from the present century. To me, that's actually where it sits in 2B. And you see, I mean, you can already do it. All you have to do is amend the object. That other card is actually right. Look at 2B. You can already determine priorities. Now, if you want to add to that what you've got, let's do it. But it's your next tool that I actually have to disappoint. Well, why not put in your 1A as a 2A?
I'm not following. Where are we now, dear?
In your act, in the act itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're looking at section 3.
Section 3. Yeah.
Chapter 2, section 3.
Yeah.
3.1 is about equality.
Yeah.
3.2 is about policy direction.
Yeah. So you suggest we put it there.
Yeah. It should go there. And I was making a 2A, although I would have said that logically it belongs under the prefix 2 Roman 2. But because it regards to the strange thing, maybe a separate 2A is a good way to deal with it.
Yeah, maybe if I can just explain that. It's not in 1, it's a mere subsection between 1 and 2. But it's the suggestion. I don't want to argue the merit or anything, but it, it's neither, it's not in one, it's not in two. It's in the whole picture altogether.
Which you're calling 1A.
Yeah, and then I don't want to, I also had a, when I read this, I couldn't really get my eyes closed, but I go, I think we shouldn't split the A and the B. It should all, because it's a policy direction. And it should, and these two things is in conjunction. The cabinet of policy is issued if there is a need for strategic for intervention to ensure the strategic, and then there must be a framework in which only a framework. So I would argue from a drafting scenario that these two things get together. But if you put it in the license policy, it would create, to me, it would then we be in danger of constitutional challenge, because the minister cannot restructure, he can only decide policy direction. And these two things should be together. There must be a need to ensure, and then a framework together with it, otherwise it's not necessary.
Can I suggest we allow Eric just to finish the ANC proposal and hear the comments on it, even from a state law advisor, allow a subject for the government of our corporate and we'll come back. Do you not see that you're opposed to this about making sense of where it should be? Diplomacy, know that we need to strengthen the role for the minister to do certain things, and yeah, I'll be open to the suggestion. Thank you. But our proposal was that we amend the principal act by substituting section subsection 3 for paragraph 2, which will be the policy. That we read as any electronic communication network service broadcast for electronic communication service to a public entity. And for then on B, then we do the additional of the following subsection. I expect under section 13 that the minister may, after having obtained cabinet approval, issue a policy direction in order to provide for government for the licensing of the public entity by the government. We think we are trying to move carefully.
Thank you. That doesn't open this thing up completely, right? I mean, I really want to understand that.
I realize it's probably impossible, but I'm going to try it anyway. I mean, the very issue that Jean raises is really relevant, because we know not what. And this is the kind of we know not what that we're putting in here. And I was wondering how we could make a reference to the broad brand if it goes all there, if you would describe it. But, yeah, I mean, I was just sort of, because we've got that, and so if this is indeed what you say, then let's take it as face value, and insert it with reference to, put it in here. Yeah, and then just...
But look, can I just ask a question? You see, all right, Eric, you can come in. No, you say Chen.
I appreciate the issues that have been raised and so on. But look, Chen, we took a decision that we need investment. We've done everything we could, and that investment was not forthcoming to the country, especially foreign direct investment. Until the government in 2004 took a conscious decision to say, we must invest in the infrastructure of this country because we don't see any results. Now, that is in line with that. We are want to invest in the infrastructure development of this country because it is our responsibility anyway. It's just that sometimes it's easy or it becomes much cheaper and easy to do it with the competition. We understand that to allow the private sector to competition to do those things. But the primary responsibility for my constituents at the Hotbook, where they can have access to a phone and so on, is the responsibility of the government to ensure that they do receive, or they can be able to have access to that. And government can't shy away in terms of that. The issue which I'm trying to raise is that, what do you mean about strategic intervention? How do you limit strategic intervention into a one-off thing? Because, say, we are saying now is the infrastructure investment, because that has been identified and strategically we want to intervene into that. But say tomorrow, no one can predict what will happen to the business and so on. We can predict, but we are not definite what will happen. Now, say in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, the market changes and so on. The government wants to intervene. If we tie this to InfraCo, do we mean that again, Chair, must be sitting here and saying now we've got another problem, the government must intervene? I said initially, Chair, when the government wants to intervene, surely there will be a policy directive where they will be explaining why to do that, where the public must participate, everyone can. I'm sure political parties included, they can do that, to participate in that process to check whether is it correct that it's a strategic intervention, the reason I can and so on. That will happen. So for me to limit a strategic intervention into one event, I don't think it will be progressive, especially if we are known as the parliament that we are making progressive law and other things. But in this case, we want to tailor it. This intervention as well. I don't think that is helpful. But say I said initially, everyone understands why this should happen, and no one is disagreeing with that. So say, I would add that as much as we have those concerns, but the fact of the matter is that unless if members are saying this is what we must do and so on, so that we can be given something to look at. But for now, she was saying this is correct, the intervention and how we have proposed it. But like I said, Chair, let us start to say to come down into that, because these issues, Chair, which are raised, Chair, are just being raised wide. Some of them you can't even be able to follow it through in terms of what you are dealing with. By the way, Chair, elephant, you see when you respect in Kata Freedom Park, in Rome, that's
elephant. Well, maybe that's why I'm talking about elephant. I listened to Eric, and I hear him just say, you know, why should it come back to Parliament? But you weren't here when in 96 when we were doing the joys of the Telecoms Bill Act, if you remember, where those arguments, exact arguments, came up, and where Ms. Mutz and I, for instance, on the issue of the secret deal, which was, that whole bill was written around the secret deal for the strategic intervention of the SDPs, etc. And we were saying, let's have a review process, remember those days? And no, you know, can't have that. And look what happened. I mean, because you had a bill that then became an act which was a disaster. And there was just so much going on behind the scenes from the department, which, you know, mentally I'm transferring that horrible experience, because you have a good hard look at that and what was going on about, you know, Malaysia and the SBC insisting that the clause was read, boom, 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 boom. There was no movement because there wasn't any intention behind the scenes as to what was going on. Now, why shouldn't things come back to Parliament? I mean, we're sitting here because there is separation of powers. We're sitting here because we do have oversight responsibilities and obligations. So I would argue strenuously that you know, as he said, we know what's intended, but a judge doesn't know what's intended here. I mean, the minister FMA framework for, you know, you're not putting sort of extrasensory perception stuff into this. And I really feel strongly that this is far too wide. We haven't had the experience that I've certainly had since those fateful early days and knowing then what happened.
I sincerely hope the ANC will go and think whether they really need what on your two-page document is the little subsection 13. That's where the problems lie. I don't think you need it. I don't think you need it for infra. And so I would sincerely hope that when we come back to do the formal business on Tuesday, we can vote on something that doesn't have that because you don't need it. And if we have it, it is only because the Department of Communications wants to do a lot of other things as well. Yeah. And you see, I mean,
so what are you suggesting? How should licensing be done? It must be an open agenda.
Everything we've worked on so far.
It must be an open agenda.
No. No, I will concede that.
How do you license an entity then?
No, but your first.
You delete that clause.
That question has been set, including what and working off the document, which splits the provision into two. The first half then says, and I will even with thinker withdrawing my objection to the word intervention by government to ensure, because Eric argues quite well, I thought. You see, and that then gives you infraco, right? It is my argument that you do not need for infraco that second half, which I think you've more or less decided to put the two together. You don't need that second half, and it is the second half that opens up the scenario of the state getting very involved. And my dear, I look very thrilled and happy at the idea of the state getting involved.
Anywhere in the world, in the most liberal democracy, the state stays.
Yeah, but
it doesn't wither away. Or in a communist society, it withers away.
Yes, it's responsibility to make sure that our economy can grow and that you have a communication
system. The state stays.
No, the state stays, but the state is there to make sure fair policies and laws are in place. And its role is not to be a player, because I'm afraid it messes up wherever it's playing.
And
we'll see what happens in Polokwane.
Sir, I think she's raising a very important point. But I've seen on the program of Parliament, we'll be debating the role of the developmental state. It's coming. So that debate is coming, Chair, and that debate is precisely because we have seemed to believe that the market is the answer for everything. So we'll meet there on that debate. What is the role of the developmental state? I'm saying that debate, Chair, is coming because, you see, Chair, I think it's not correct to assume that all the answers are with the market. It can be, Chair. It can be, Chair. Now, Chair, I understand what they are saying, the importance of all, but, Chair, you see, Chair, maybe we don't have the same constituency. Where I come from, people have to climb a mountain in order to make a call. Now, Chair, you tell me that are we making progress after 18 years and so on. So, Chair, I'll understand, but I'll take one of them one day, Chair, to Osmuk.
Randy.
Chairperson, it only happens when you use a mobile. If you have a fixed line, Newtel or Telkom, there is signal even on the highest mountain. So I would suggest that people don't throw away the fixed line options where they don't have any signal, but remain true to the backbone or backbones, Newtel and Telkom. Chairperson, I think what we are doing now, and I'm getting terribly worried, is that we seem to be shadow boxing, we seem to be thinking aloud. If you're not going to vote and conclude now, I suggest we call it a day and reconvene on Tuesday. The ANC has made the position clear. I think the concern about the minister waking up one morning feeling irie and license somebody, the chances are for the DG feeling IRE is very remote.
It can't be done.
Now, it says here, the minister, Chairperson, it says here, the minister, after approval from the cabinet, that's a safety net. And people shouldn't close their eyes for that safety net. There's quite a number of ministers sitting in the cabinet that needs to approve before they can give policy directives to the regulator. So I would seriously appeal that we call it a day and we all go to the beach and do what we have to do and come back on Tuesday, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
May I support that wisdom and well, enjoy the beach? You know, where I have to go, Hartenbos. This is a boere oort. This was also on provinciaal in Kornkrees, Gallo. Correct. Correct. And but I just, sincerely, I hope that you will think, because I agree with Randy, this is not going in the wrong direction. This is what it's really about. Infraco, you know, we can meet each other, absolutely. But just please think over the weekend, well, even from your own point of view, whether you need that second half, because it's in the second half that the problems lie. And your licensing authority sits here. It's got that. And a proper licensing authority on its own decides, okay, there's a problem with infrastructure competition. Now I start tailoring my policies. That's what Ofcom does in the UK. They've got a flourishing telecom sector. Because there isn't a minister sitting, not doing the policy directions or when they are done the... So regulation has it. Give them the power. So please just think, do you need that second half?
Yeah. Say to Eric where I come from. And Mutu and Kwan Brunar, people are still climbing trees. But let me tell you, the cables are in the ground. I mean, they were rolled out, but then they were turned because cost. So don't where your people are climbing the trees, Delcom put lines out, and then everybody, you know, sort of thought, how wonderful. And then they saw the bills and went, how not wonderful. And that was it. Then they got...
All right, we're going to meet on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. But on Tuesday, we're not reopening the debate. All right, we just get final? I think we're not going to reopen the debate on Tuesday. We get the final position from the parties. If the NC has been persuaded to drop that, that's fine. If not, then I think we're going to then just go for a simple vote because we have to process this on Wednesday. Scheduled for debate is a one-hour debate. It comes between Centec and Ikasa. So we'll have Centec, then we adjourn, then we go in the house, we debate, and then we come back for Ikasa. Yes, those things will continue. But in the morning, we'll start off with the formal consideration of this bill. Immediately after that. Right, so I mean, we ask the state law advisors to clean up the rest of the things, to make all the amendments that we agree on. It's just really the issue of whether we're going to drop the last clause or we don't drop it. We don't drop it today as it is, and then of course parties will take it to the resolution. Fine. I think we'll get the agency to think about it. Sir? Now?
The chair just not arguing anything. I just listen, Andy. So the A and B is not. It's, there's no. There must be a need to ensure. And only then can there be a framework. So the framework is not going to be an open-ended thing. And the Constitutional Court, you know, I think in the discussion judgment somewhere, they looked at framework, so exactly what the framework is. So it can't be a parallel licensing issue. But I don't want to, I just want to put this forward. So if there were all, and that would have been a different thing. So the AM, that is just, you can't say initiate and facilitate. How do you do that? So that is the reason why, and that's an AND. And it's one thing, and I'm going to be disrespectful to the department, but it's the minister, and only after cabinet has approved that, and this needs to identify. So only then will this thing happen.
Right, thank you very much. So we're going to adjourn now. And we will convene on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Yes, this will be the first item. We dispense with this and then we continue with the rest of the annual report. You'll have to climb the mountain with him this weekend in Osbrook. When you complete that, then you can, once you've managed that, you come back and tell us whether you think need a public entity on